When I was a kid, one of the things that really irked me that my father did is I would be upset about something, and I would just cry my heart out and be just so upset about a particular thing. And he sometimes would stifle a laugh. He would apparently not, and to me, I got sometimes when I got old enough to a particular age, I got angry over that because it felt like he wasn't taking me seriously on that particular thing. Well, turns out I am doing something similar with my kids. It's amazing how similar you end up being to your child or to your parents, to your father or mother, whenever you have children. Not that I am not taking her seriously, but some of the things that she's crying about and pitching a fit over are just some of the silliest things. So I wonder if my dad felt that way about some of the things I was upset over, and I feel that way about some of the things my daughter at this time, my son hasn't done this yet, but my daughter is upset over. I wonder how much our Heavenly Father thinks about some of the things that we get upset over. I'm not saying, of course, that everything that we get upset over is silly, or at least in God's eyes. Certainly not with my kids. Sometimes they get upset about very legitimate things, but not all the time. And so I wonder if maybe we get upset about a particular thing, we should really take stock and see, hey, is this something that I should be upset over? With all the things that have been happening the last week or so, especially this past Wednesday, not today, but last week, a lot of things have happened. And I wonder how many people are going to God and asking for prayers on behalf of what's happening there. And certainly we should. We should pray for our country. We should pray for the goings on there in the state capital, or the nation's capital. We should be concerned about those kinds of things. But we also need to make sure that we're not upset about silly things. And we have to recognize always where our citizenship lies. And in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20, our citizenship is in heaven. I think of all the suffering of the people in the Bible that they experienced, righteous people that they experienced. Joseph, he was either a slave or in prison for 12, or excuse me, for 13 years, ever since he was from 17 to 30. He was either a slave or he was a prisoner. And man, that's got to be rough. How many times do you think he was crying up to God, asking to be delivered from what was happening to him? Job, another example, he lost everything. How many times did he pray to God? Well, we can see the example. We can see the recording of that in the book of Job. What happened there? And everything that we see in the Bible, everyone who suffered, I'm sure that they prayed to have it taken away from them. Paul himself, when he was suffering from the thorn in the flesh, prayed three times that it be taken from him. Jesus prayed that he prayed that this cup pass from him while he's praying in the garden. Nevertheless, we should pray for his will and not ours, just as Jesus prayed for God's will and not ours. Some of the things that we get upset about are no doubt silly to the Lord, but not everything. And so we need to take stock of everything that we are going through, and everything that we might be upset over and angry over and pitching a fit over, and ask ourselves, is this really worth it? In the grand scheme of things, and all that goes on in this world, and all the suffering that other people are experiencing, that other nations are dealing with, that we ourselves, our families, other families that we know of, is it silly? Well, one of the things that I also told my daughter is that, and I've told my son this too, is that there is no prayer too small and no prayer too big. No need too small, no need too big to go to the Lord. So maybe it is silly. But we should still go to God for it. We should still go to God, but recognize that maybe he'll deliver us through it. Maybe he won't. But at the very least, we will need to pray that we can make it through, that we can make it through the difficult times in our life. Because we will have difficult times. You know, for many of us, this year, this past year has been difficult, and it doesn't promise to be much better for several months. That's certainly not a silly thing. But we should pray. Pray. And in fact, in our class on Mark, perhaps the next one we get to, I'm not entirely sure how fast we're going to get to it, but Mark chapter 13, the last few verses there, watch and pray. We need to watch for and be attentive, be ready for his coming, be ready for whatever happens in this life, and be ready for his coming in any event, in any age. We also need to pray. Pray without ceasing, pray that that we're ready, pray for our loved ones, pray for whatever situation that we're in. Yeah, sometimes they may be silly to in God's eyes. But we always need to remember that our God is God of the big and the small. I don't want anyone to think that that what they pray for. When we have our lesson, whenever we have our prayers, our daily prayers, people pray for all sorts of things. And I don't want anybody to think that they can't pray for something that's on their hearts. We need to be able to pray for something that's on our hearts. But we also need to remember that sometimes what we want isn't the right thing. You know, for several people, I will not pray that a particular outcome happens, but I will pray that whatever is best for that individual will happen. And that, I think, is the best kind of prayer that we can have. It's like praying for a particular team to win in a ball game. Well, you don't know which one should win and what the ramifications are. Well, I don't anyway, because I'm not a sports fan. But we do need to pray that everyone, whenever we pray, whenever someone prays before a game, they need to pray that everyone is safe, that everyone has a good time, that everyone doesn't get injured, that things are going to go well. Well, in any event, we need to pray and make sure that we pray for ourselves, pray for our loved ones, and pray for our nation. For what we're going through in the pandemic, and Lord willing, it'll be over in a few months. And you know, who knows really when this thing is gonna end, but it will end, and we should pray to that end. This evening, we always have a chance. We always offer the invitation. It's not our invitation, it's the Lord's invitation, and we need to make sure that we are right with God. As I said earlier, we need to watch, we need to pray, make sure that we are in that right relationship with Him. And the best way we can do that is to make sure that we're in obedience to His will. We're doing what He wants us to do. And we can do that by obeying His will. You know, we mentioned this a lot in our Hebrews class, Hebrews chapter 5, or Hebrews sermons, Hebrew series, Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 9, that he is the God, well, he is the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Isn't that right? And so if we obey him and obey his commands to obey the gospel, then we can expect to have the promises fulfilled in us and receive salvation. I encourage you to do that today. To believe that Jesus is the Son of God, repent of your sins, turn away from your sin, confess his name before the Lord, before men rather, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. You know, that last one is kind of hard to do when we're isolating. But in a few moments, we'll show you on the screen how you might be able to do that, or at least how you can contact us so that you can let us know if you need to or if you want to do that. And if you want to do that, then let us know, man. We want to make sure that you're right with God. We'll make sure you have studies to have studies with you, and we'll make sure that things are that you are where you need to be. If you are already a Christian and you need to repent, and you need to turn from and you need to turn away from the sin that's in your life, I encourage you to do that as well, man. Tomorrow may be too late. I encourage you to make things right with God today. Please please let us know if you have a have that kind of need as we sing this song.